Hey y'all, it's Jaisa Lifestyle Brand, and God saw that it was good. That is mentioned four times just in Genesis chapter 1, verses 10, 12, 18, and 25. And then on the sixth day, God saw that he had made it very good. Genesis 1 and 3. So we can see that with good, what does that even mean? Sometimes we think that we're not good enough. And what we're saying is, you know, someone hurt our feelings. Someone like shaded us and tried to put us in our place. Or someone like is comparing or competing with us. And we just don't feel worthy. The word good means to be desired or approved of. And then also having the qualities required for a particular role. So I want you to slow your roll, because God made you. He created you in his image and his likeness. And a lot of times we want approval from the wrong person. I'm not going to say people as in plural, but like maybe Johnny Poo, your ex boo, you know, cheated on you. Or maybe your job shortchanged you and didn't give you that promotion that they promised you. Or whatever it may be, we all go through life's issues, but it's just knowing the truth, and the truth will make you or set you free, because we kind of live by the lies of the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but it's not until we know the truth that we'll say, that is a lie. That is a lie from the pit of hell, you know? So you want to know who you are. You want to know what God's word says is yours, because when it doesn't match up with that, then you know that that's straight garbage, you know, straight up. And so you have to also know that when you're living your life for God, or you're learning who he is, that he created us for his glory. Ain't that something? Like, you're already worthy because he created you, and you're already good enough. You is good. You is kind. You is smart. You is important, you know. But in Revelations 4 and 11, it says, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things for your pleasure. So that means like, God created me for his pleasure. So think about that. We want to get pleasure from, you know, something outside of God. And most times it lets us down. Even though you may already have a relationship with God, we've all been there before where things just didn't go quite your way. Or you kind of gave too much expectation, or you gave too much status to something, and it just really like broke your vision. But it also fixed your perspective to say, you know what, God, I know that you're worthy of everything, not just Sunday worthy, not just Wednesday worthy when it's Bible study, not just worthy because I can speak Christianese, but you're worthy of it all. And I believe that's how God created it to be. That we're wired for him. So anything that's outside of him, it's only going to give us, you know, temporary, you know, satisfaction. And sometimes it don't even give us that, you know. And so whenever you've settled, you know, for less than your worth, remember that your worth is far more than rubies and gold, silver, you know, way more than, you know, a Bentley, way more than a Louis Vuitton or a Birkin bag, you know, because everybody wants something that's shiny that everyone can see. And that shows that you have status, but you're worthy because God created you in his image, in his likeness. And so you're like a puzzle piece of him in this world. It's a tapestry of so many different pieces, and you're a part of the big piece, a part of his purpose, a part of his plan, a part of his creation. And when you think about that, it's like, wow, okay, whoa. And I also want to say that in Psalm 40 and 30, such good things come to those that wait on the Lord. So there's another word about good. So it's saying, one, I'm good enough. And then also thinking good as like, it's good to wait, because they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So when we wait, it's like how God is preparing us for something. And it's like what he has for you has already been created. But it's like a lot of times we're not ready because we don't feel worthy of something. And you have to know that God, He created Jesus. He was God in man form to be born, to die, and to, born, and then He lived and He died a terrible death, and that His blood, that it was to redeem you. It was to purchase you back to Christ, to God. It was to take all of your sins, take all of your flaws and all of your insecurities and whatnot from A to Z, and say that I love you so much that I'm going to take it for the team because I know you can't do it. And God knew that we couldn't do it, because anytime that we're in the hot seat, we start screaming, we start complaining. But Christ did not complain. He took it all, but at the same time, He wasn't just like you and I, but He was. You know, He was man, but He was also God at the same time. So by Him being man, He had feelings too. But did he live in those feelings? Did He operate by His feelings? No. He walked by faith. He lived, and He was the epitome of love. So just remember that when you're having a bad day, that this too shall pass, and that whatever in you that is bad, it's not a part of you, because God did not create you that way. Because His image is His character, and His likeness is His function. So that means for His character that He is a man of His word, that you can learn to be loyal to, that His function, that He can do all but fail, that that's who He is. So remember that when you're, you know, kind of going through a woe is me. And we kind of go through those, you know, depending on who you are. You might have been traumatized, triggered, whether it was your fault or not. But you have to remember that your healing is your responsibility. That means you have to take ownership of your life, because God has given you a life and He wants you to live it more abundantly. But if you're not allowing Him to come in and be God in your life and take residence, then you're not having the power that is going to help you to get, not just help you, but deliver you and set you free. Okay? So please do follow Yaisa Lifestyle Brand, because it's good over there and it's popping. And I would love to hear your feedback. You can make a voice note on this podcast. And remember, you're good and you popping.